Parshas Vayetze. There's a whole parasha here that is just a parasha stuma in the lemmas, a parasha that it's hard to figure out exactly what's going on, and that's the parasha of Yaakov with the tzayin. So in the big picture, Yaakov needs to get his money. Love is not giving to him. Yaakov has this whole mahalach with the tzayin that he puts down the sticks, however it worked. Machsev halova yifatzam tzolos levonis machsev halova shal makloys. He put down the sticks that, you know, peeled the sticks and whatever it was, kashayachem atzayin, the malachim, it was a derech hateva, somehow the tzayin came out the way he wanted to. It's part of the general mahalach of a lot of things that Yaakov had to wrestle away from Esav, the brachas and so on, but this was something very, very particular. A whole complex mahalach of chasifas, the maklis, he puts it down, and the tzayin came, and the tzayin looked at it, and it's very, very hard to understand. Akash Baruch wanted to give it a neis, Akash Baruch wanted to give him something fine. Yaakov felt he was entitled to somehow grab it away from Esav, like he did the brachas of love in this case, also good. But the whole complex mahalach, what exactly was he doing over here? I mean, there was money that Lavan owed him. He needed to get the money back, and that's it. But the whole complex parasha of Yaakov, you know, we need to get some sort of the hair, some sort of feel for what it is over here. The next Yaakov Avinu is the next Indian where Yaakov Avinu also has to handle. The parasha right after the tzayin, it says he started hearing all sorts of things from the Lavan's children that were not so good. Go back. I'll be with you. So Yaakov calls Rachel and Leah, and he says, I've been having a lot of difficulties with your father, and there's a whole issue with that sign, and so on and so forth. And now he says, I had a dream last night from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to me and said, go leave. Go leave. So they answered, they said, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go leave, I guess we should come along. So what was it? It's mashma ke'ilu that he was asking them for permission, or somehow has been misyayis with them to go back or not. Now he says the Eibusha told me to go, and they answered. They replied, "Listen, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, then I guess we'll come along." He had a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was mechuyev to do, it's one thing. I guess you have to mefayis them. The derech is mefayis. The derech is to convince them. I understand all that. The mashmos of the pasuk, the back and forth is mashma that he was asking them for advice. Kilu, what do you think? I've been having a tough issue with your father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to me and said, this is what I should do. And now I'm gone. He says, what do you think? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I had a nevuah last night, and now let's hear what you said today. Well, yeah, I think you're right. We don't have a chelek in Nachal Beis Avinu, Nachrios Nachshav Lanu, Kala Oisha, Aseitzel Lekim Avinu Lanu Levanenu, Va'ata Kol HaShem Lekim Alech Asei. Well, I guess since the matter is so bad, you should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's what the pasuk sounds like. I don't understand. What is he? I mean, they should have said, Kol HaShem Nas Hashem, Kol HaShem Hashem Nas Avinishma, Kol Shliv Hashem Nas Avinishma, they should have answered. Well, what's the whole parasha over here? So we have the parasha of the tzayin, and we have the parasha of the taking his children and his wives, taking Rachel and Leah and his children, and there's a whole complex parasha over here. The Chazal say on the relationship between Esav and Yaakov, they use the pasuk Amala Sachareva, that Kishazuchareva Zumleik, Zumle Zuchareva, that you can't have Tsur and Yerushalayim, you can't have them both built up. The question is, why is that? In other words, it's possible to have things that are different, that overlap. You could have a very big malchus, and you could have another big malchus. It's a mashal. Yavon and Rome, you could have an overlapping. It's even though they're enemies, even though they hate each other, but why can't you have an overlapping? You know, it's what makes the relationship of Yaakov Esav different than Moshe Yishmael? Yishmael and Yitzchak, you don't have that type malach. Even though Yishmael is mitzachik and Yitzchak and he's making life miserable for him, and he is really coming out against him, but you don't find in Chazal that they label it an absolute stira. Why is it nikva in Esav and in Yaakov, in Malchus Roim, in Malchus Yisrael, that stira between the two? Let's go back to the beginning of the Pasha. It's also it's a little bit not understood, not the beginning of this Pasha, let's go back to the beginning of the Pasha before. It says that when Rivka came to Darshan, Rivka had the Bonim Ritzitz and Bekirba, she didn't know what's going on. So whatever this Ritzitz Bekirba was, the Tsar, she really was out of her wits, and she went to be Doresh, Vatelach Lidresh. So it says that he told her that two goyim bitnech. What was the resolution of the issue? However, whatever level we understand it, physical we understand it, ruchnis we understand it, at any darga that we want to understand it, meikaramayka sava, and afterwards. What was, there was some great tsar over there, whether the Pshuto Shel Mikra or the Chazal of Beis Akum and Beit Knesses, or whatever level you'll understand it, there's some sort of resolution. And Dafka, we saw last time the Targum, that she went to Beis Hashem means the Beis Opener. But then Lishas Lakim means the Beis Opener. She went to a Mokrim Medrash, to Mokrim of Learning. L'churat, it's not something that has to do with learning. So Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, the Targum says it has to do with, she went to Beis Medrash. I mean, there was no sugi. What was the sugi there that needed the Libun that she was coming with? So I want to start with, actually, Makos Yaakov, there's a Zohar here. It says, Yaakov Shleima, notel in an Maklis Tfilm Dereisha, Barahatim. Yaakov took Tfilm. Those Maklos are Tfilm. Tfilm Shal Reish. Barahatim, Asar Viduchta Ledurit Tfilin. He put them in the place where Tfilm ought to be. Notice the Rahatim is Meramis to the Makom to the makom of the where tefillin should be, and that's the head. The Zohar in Tikkunim says it's very similar lashon and explains a little bit more. Berachotim do Yaakov, be'arba rehitei moicha the tefillin dereisha. And the four rehitim is a lashon meaning for brains and seichel. The itmar berachotim b'shechas amayim. So Yaakov is called rehotim, and the mind is called Rohatim. Rohatim means to run, to be in constant motion, like Rohit Abasre that you find in the Gemara. Tefillin is called Ba'asar de Rohati de Moichi, the place where the Moach flows, where the Moach runs. So Yaakov Avinu's Pe'ula was a pool of Tefillin, and it's called Rohatim because it's the makom of where the pe'ulas aseichel is constantly, the mind is constantly flowing, as opposed to other parts of the body. Even the heart is you know, it beats. There's a beat and a pause and a beat and a pause and a beat and a pause. The mind is a constant flowing river. That's the Rosh. So the pe'ula was a pe'ula of Yaakov Avinu, analogous to Tefillin, which is on the Rosh. Tefillin is the mitzvah that shaykh to the Rosh Adam, the Das Adam, and that's what the pe'ula was. It makes it much harder. I mean, it adds difficulty to difficulty. What exactly is the tefillin shel reish over here? Where's it coming in over here? So on. So let's understand a little bit about Yaakov and his special midah and where he's coming from and so on. Everyone is aware of the fact that Avraham and Yitzchak, their midah was, one was a midah of chesed, one was a midah of pachad, yira, and Yaakov, everybody acknowledges, was the midah of Tiferes, which is spoken about as a midah that combines the midas of Avraham and Yitzchak, the Chazal that says if these two avonim become one evin in my hands, and so on. That's what everybody brings down, understands it. There's a much deeper nekuda to that midah of Yaakov. Let's give a mushel first. Let's talk about this first a little bit on a very practical level, I guess, and then understand it a little bit inside its oimik. If a person has a group of people giving advice, bright people, everyone has very good advice to give. There's a question how to fix the economy. And one person says the government should stay out of it completely. Not have to do with it. The marketplace takes care of itself better, so on and so forth. And the person is very smart, makes a very powerful argument. Another person says, no, the government has to take it over, and this came because the government wasn't involved, b'chulu. And both people are very, very smart, very eloquent, and present their cases very powerfully. So Chacham Echad is going to stand from the side and tell the Melech, listen, you have such two bright advisors, why don't you take the best of both worlds? So he'll say, I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, you're talking about two separate inyanim that have no shaykhs, they're exact opposites. What do you mean take the best of both? I mean, it's either or. I mean, what do you mean? I have a classroom of people, and everybody's trying to say different sfar, different good, different knage. Take the best of everything, but I mean, how do I do it? How do I put it together when each piece is says everything else? Doesn't that saying, understanding, and why if somebody comes along and says, well, why be so extreme? Half should be the government and half should be the private market. That's divrei shtus. Doesn't mean anything. Does it's a narishkeit. It has no chachmet, no das, nothing. The ultimate chachma, what you need in order to do it, everybody understands that somehow you're going to have to take both in yonim to account, is you need to be oimed on the bureau of each one. What is the person saying that's right over here? And what is getting dragged along that's not right? In other words, Lamarshal, we come along and say the private ownership is the best thing. So a chacham will say, in the private ownership, there is the drive to make money, which is good, and then there's the regulation, I don't know, keeping yourself honest, and this and that, which probably doesn't do good. When the person is mechalik, and he's mevara, which elements are bound together as a package, which some are right and some are wrong, let's separate the two, and then you'll taka end up with the nekudas that are emes in each one. But there's a tremendous malacha of bir in each one, so that we're oimed on its nekuda versus the chaff that comes along with it, versus the narishkeit that got added to it. So it's not when we say the third midah, yak midah is vidah mizuk. It's a very, very inclusive type of midah. It's not inclusive at all. It's inclusive and it rests on a very sharp and critical deher of each nekuda, and putting it together. The place, the makor for it is, it goes back to the beginning. The Eitz Hadas Tovera was the makom avod in the Bria, because that was a place where Tov and Ra were mixed up. And a person had to refrain from doing it because it was very difficult. We couldn't be mevarad to. I said, love it, it will be a bir. But this is the one place in the Bria. Everything else is la'avdu l'shamra. Every tree, in the world you can be oveid by developing it. All the trees are in harmony. The Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, since it's Tov and Ra, you must stay away from it. When Adam HaRishon ate from it, there became a tremendous irbuv of different inyanim. The Misa, by the way, which is a tikkun fit, is a hafrada. The nefesh goes in one place. The guf is me'ofat ofatoshuv. The different dagas in the neshama goes to different places and so on. The act of Misa, which is a kapara, it divides up again the nefesh, into the Adam, into different strata, and addresses each strata separately. So the guf needs its tikkun, the nefesh needs its tikkun, and so on. So with the chet of Adam HaRishon, the Bria became pogum. Not that it became Ra Be'etzim, but the tarivis of Tov and Ra acted to make it unusable. So just like if I have something very, very good to eat, but it fell on the floor, so it got dirty, it passes the whole thing, despite the fact the whole thing is a good thing. But I can't because of the tarivis that's in it. The Bria became Me'urav of Tov and Ra, and that spoils the whole Bria. So there's two avlus over here. It's a much deeper problem. Ra in itself is bad, and that we have to eliminate. But Chaval on all the Tov. There's so much Tov that we throw out. It's one thing I tell a kid, don't eat rocks on the ground, rocks and dirt. Say it, that's fine. But if a good piece of meat got dirty, so what a chaval v'hefsit that a good piece of meat is dirty. It's one thing if the meat itself is rotten through and through. I say it's not, it's possible, machilas kela, posachel sodom, not good. But here's a good piece of meat and it got dirty. So what a chaval and what a hefsit. That's the matzav of the Bria after Adam HaRishon ate the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. The person became a tarivis. It's like sometimes you look at a person who has gevaldike koiches, but those koiches come mixed with all sorts of nonsense. And you say to yourself, you know, it doesn't even bother me so much the shtusim. Those are bad things, and we'll take care of it. But those shtusim are not allowing him to use the koiches in a very positive way. So the obvious Avraham Avinu brought into the Bria a koyach of the midah of Ava. Yitzchak brought a midah of Yira. Both of them are midahs that are extremely important. Yaakov began the task of being able to separate out in the Bria the Tov from the Ra, and then b'meila, if in every element, once you separate the Tov and Ra, then you have clearly, then you could use, Av and Yira can't be a stira, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And the Av and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yira and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be so to each other. But the problem is, since the Ava became solid with other things that are Sura Ava, the Yira became solid with other things that are Sura Yira, they look like stiras to each other. The people that we're afraid of, we don't love. And the people we love, we're not afraid of. That's because we don't have a clear picture of either Ava or Yira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rambam says, that a tremendous chukra for Ava fills you, and as you're thinking about it, tremendous sense of Yira and awe overcomes you. It's one and the same, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the Bria, each one is separate. So the Midah of Avram and the Midah of Yitzchak did not carry in themselves the ability to be Mevarer between the Tov and the Ra and so on. The Midah of Yaakov, there are many things attributed to Yaakov. One of the Midahs is Das, which is Das and Torah are all attributed to Yaakov. Torah is Avram, Avoid is Yitzchak, Karbonis is Makir himself, and so on. And Yaakov is Torah. Yaakov is the Sheirish of Das in the Bria. The koyach of Das is to be oimid on the bureau of each nekuda to its components. So when you ask me, is this good or bad? The answer is, this and this chalik of it is bad, this and this chalik of it is toiv. That's the emes. The emes of Yaakov is the bureau of everything into its components. Is wheat good or bad? The chaff is bad, the core is great. and so on. That's the Midah of Yaakov. To do that, to get the sharpness of the Birur, so Rivka went, the Pshischa says, Roim Le'advarim, it's his signet. She realized, Rivka Imenu said, I have an example. Avraham Avinu gave birth to two children, one good, one bad. They came from two separate wives. In other words, Sarah brought out the Yitzchak that was in Avram, and Hagar brought out the Ishmael in Avram. That's a very understandable mahalach. It's two separate pu'ulas. There's a zivug of Avram and Sarah. There's a zivug of Avram and Hagar. One produces the Ishmael, one produces Yitzchak. She understood that there would be such a birur by her also, but she expected it to come from two separate wives. How could one person carry himself something that is splitting into two parts? So Vatelech Lidroish, as Hakim, she went to the Beis Medrash. That's the makom where Das is Shailit. That's the place. And they told her Shnei Goyim Bebitnech, the birur of Yaakov, the birur that's happening in your stomach, is a birur to the core of Breira. In other words, in the same stomach, Terem Bebetin Saticha. In its core and its sheirish to be oimid on the hevel between Yishmael and between Yaakov and Esav. We're not talking about a distinction at the symptomatic level. We're talking a distinction at the essential level. So Yishmael and Yitzhak were different when they got older. They saw differences. They never were together in one stomach. Yaakov and Esau felt like one child, and you could already detect the different nuances in each one. So she came, and they told her that you yourself have Shnei Goyim Bebitnech. That the koyach, the birur of Esau and Yaakov is a birur that goes to the Sheirish Inyan. So that was kind of, in other words, that was her problem to start with, and that was the tshuva that she got. Let's go to the other parashas of Yaakov himself. So Yaakov's midah is a midah of birur. The amalas achreivas amaleya is also the same thing. And let's understand this nekuda. If I take wheat and I split it into parts, so some part of it is more edible, some part of it is less edible. The chaff and the bran is less edible, and the grain and the flour is more edible. But the flour itself also is halakha, not edible. If you eat a piece of bread made out of the purest flour, there's still psoilus that has to come out of the goof. On the other hand, in the husk and in the chaff and everything else, there is things that are edible. You can take out things that are edible by a person and digestible, and it's stuck in the bran and everything like that. So we don't have a perfect split, and that's why you could say some people live by eating the stuff, the other stuff. Even though I divide it into oichel and psoilus, psoilus and psoilus oichel. There's an overlapping. Wherever there's an overlapping means I didn't make a clear distinction. But if somebody had a tremendous koyach, he had the ultimate separator, and he could separate weed into the oichel and the psoilus, psoilus, if you understand psoilus, and then understand oichel. The oichel would not produce any psoilus, like the mon, for instance, and the psoilus would not have any oichel, would not be able to be zana person in any whatsoever. That would be the ultimate division. If there's overlapping, then I've sorted it out, but not 100%. So just like if I'm sorting out two piles, I split a group of people into two groups. These are capable of doing honors, and these people are not capable of doing honors. There will be exceptions because we can't sort things exactly well. Amala Sachareva, Chareva Samaleya, tells me that it is absolutely plus and minus. They are absolutely associated with each other. There is no such thing as 100% It's 100% split, either this or that. You can't take elements, a little elements, this or that, because it's been totally split one from another. That's the difference between a mahalach of Yishmael and Yitzchak, where there could still be an overlapping. You don't have this klal of a malas achareva, achareva samleya, that if this is built, and this must be chareva, if this is chareva, this must be built. They're not acts of opposites. The only true opposites in logic is plus A and minus A. A and B are never opposites, unless B is minus A. But because if it's something that's not the polar opposite, there is some overlap. So Reuven might be a very friendly person, Shimon might be a very surly person, but there might be a time when Reuven is a little bit upset and Shimon is a little bit nice, because I haven't split it all the way. But if I can make the final beer, the extraordinary beer out of Saif, then it must be, they cannot in any way mutually coexist. That's the side of Esav and Yaakov being Amleah, Sachev, Achev, Amleah. They are totally split. And either the Shulchan of Ra, the Shulchan of Taif. The Shulchan of Taif, he's there, Shulchan of Ra, he's there. But there's nothing in Esav that carries some Taif. There's nothing in Yaakov that carries some Ra when it's full Bechina and so on. Let's go to the parashas that we spoke about, the last two parashas. Yaakov's avoda with Lavan was the same mahalach of Yaakov's avoda was to be mevarer the chalakim. His koyach of emes was to be oimer on every nekuda, and to be oimer on each point: is it belong? Does it not belong? Shayach? Not shayach. His own, let's go to the second parash first. His own things were, he was together with Lavan. And he had his own mitzvahs. Lavan and his children started saying, you know, Yaakov is what Yaakov has is really ours. He's taken of ours. Taken of ours, the problem is not Geneva and Gzela alone. The problem is he's being ma'arer on Yaakov's purity. That Yaakov, in Yaakov's honesty means that everything that Yaakov has is only his. There's no tarevis of love. There's no gift of love in Yaakov's nechassim. Yaakov earned everything with his own sweat, and v'meila there's not a nekuda in Yaakov that is in any way. Shaykh to Lavan. And when Lavan started hinting and making noise about that, then he had to leave. So he didn't leave, and he needed to take his money out also. It's not a chachma to be mahadr and to leave a little bit of yours by him. The money that's Yaakov's, the inyanim that are toiv by Yaakov, do not have a metzias by Lavan. They should not be by Lavan. And the midas ha-emes is kreveya, yikav adin ha-sahar, that there should be an exact separation between the two. So Yaakov needed to go ahead. He couldn't just be a nice guy and say, okay, you know what, well, let's not make any waves with Lavan and so on. That's doing an avoda not b'derech habir. It's not being oimid mevar de emes lamitoy, and b'meila he could not do that. So Yaakov needed to find a way to mevar the two. I'd like to hear a certain nekuda in his midas habir. Let's say you want to know if a person has musical abilities. A person never had musical training. He's never played music. He's never at all had any shaykhs. If you sit him down and you play something nice, you might see a flicker of recognition, a flicker of something's turned on. I spoke to him, I showed him music, he listened, and something touched him. That means that within himself there's an akuda that has shaykhs to it. If you speak to a person, it's like the Gemara in Tainus of Ilfan Rabbi Yochanan, that they both had a very hard time in Beis Medrash. Money was very difficult. They left to go to work, And then Rabbi Yochanan heard a bas kol, and he said that whoever comes back now will be Rosh Hashiva. So he asked Ilfa, did you hear that? Ilfa says, what? So he said, okay, I guess if you didn't hear it, it's meant for me. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. The bas kol spoke. Whoever has it in him heard it. Whoever doesn't have it in him didn't hear it. Yaakov Avinu waved. In other words, he needed to do a pe'ula. The pe'ula was machsef alavan. When the outside of the tree is bark, the inside of it is chiyus. It's white. It's wet. It's sap. When he peels it away, and he shows the difference between the two, that produces a deher, or it doesn't. So in other words, the tzoyin of Yaakov waved a flag so that if there's any tzoyin that belongs to him, if there's any nekuda, and I don't know, on the physical level I have no explanations, but imitzad the teichel sheboy, Yaakov put down a stick that said Yaakov. And anybody and anything that had, there was this error to it, went after it. So he waved a flag and they came there. That was the oifen that is mevar. The tzayin was Yaakov's pe'ulos. It was Yaakov put his neshama into it. And I don't want to go into the alpi derech, this, the neshama, this, that. Let's talk about what we have. Yaakov had his metzias me'ura with lovin. When everything that's Yaakov's is Yaakov's. And any sheep that was warmed by it, any sheep that was nesayrer to Yaakov's pe'ula, to Yaakov's pe'ula, belongs to Yaakov. That was the bureau. The same thing Yaakov did with his wives. He wasn't interested in taking Lavan's children. Did not want to. And anything that belonged to Lavan should stay by Lavan. It dilutes Yaakov. It's Hefer's midah. If he takes something that's not his, because then you don't have the crystal sharpness of the two. The Teretz, Yaakov told his wives, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. It's the same pe'ula like putting down the sticks in front of the sheep. Whoever hears, this is the metzias, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. If his wives, Chas V'Shalom, would not have been nesayrer to it, if Rachel would have said, or Leah would have said, you know, there's maybe two sides to the story, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say it exactly, I'm not sure, then she doesn't belong to Yaakov. She shouldn't come. If hearing that, she says, Moshchein Achech V'Narutza, then she's shayach to him. He wanted to take from Lavan only that which belongs exclusively to Lavan, to Yaakov. He did not want to take it because then you're lacking the beer. It's interesting when Yaakov in the next parasha wrestles with Esav. It says Vayeovek Ish Imo. There's two lashonos for Vayeovek, and both of them are meramis to where Esav tried to be pogam Yaakov. One is Vayeovek's meloshen Dovak, to attach yourself to another person when you're fighting with somebody, but meanwhile you are embracing him. Even if it's a painful embrace, you're still attached to the person. When people are wrestling, they're holding on to each other. That is a pagam in Yaakov. And Vayovik Meloshin, they sent up clouds of dust. When you send up clouds of dust, you obfuscate the distinction between the two. So either one of the two was a pagam in the midah of Yaakov, which is Brirus, the Brirus that Das has. Das Ayin Abdullah Minayan, that Brirus is what's there. And that's the pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Mokum Tfilin is connected to Das in the person. The Mokum Tfilin is the Mokum that the Moir HaVetinik is Reifes. In other words, it's the place outside closest to a person's Seichel and Das. The Pe'ula of Yaakov, Yaakov's Midah of Das is what makes tefillin the most appropriate mitzvah, and the act of putting that level, that masel is to be meshabed. It's the pe'ula that connects to his das. It's the mitzvah that sits on top of his das. That was the midah of Yaakov. The Nitzinu Lameidim that in Avodas Hashem there's pe'ulos tovos. on the world of pe'ulois, there is always a tarevis of things. We never do things that are completely good, we can't, in the world of doing, we can't ever be mevar. It's interesting, the Mesil Zesharim, when he speaks about, the Mesil Zesharim is the basic, Mesil Zesharim is the pirush on the chazal that teaches me the sulam of avoda. You know, these are the basic categories of Avodas Hashem. So you have Zehiras and Zerisas, which are not to do what you shouldn't do, and to do what you should do. You have Chassidus, which is doing beyond, and so on. There's something in the middle called Nikius, Tyra. Those are all Pe'ulos, where they seem to be not... Chassidus is extra credit. It's something beyond what you have to do, and there's a Makom for that type of Avodah. That distinction is an essential distinction. The distinction of Nikius means to make sure that every Maisa is completely clear of any things that are bad and so on. I mean, isn't it just it's like saying that I should, the first thing is to do the mitzvahs and not do the averis. The second midah is to make sure I really do the mitzvahs the way I'm supposed to do, to read every sif katan in the Mishnah Berurah and to do it. So yes, it's about it. On a practical level, it takes more time. First we put on tefillin, and then we take a look and see if we did it exactly right, and then there's more dinim and so on. But is that a substantial difference? The answer is yes. The pe'ula of Zehirus and Zerizus are pe'ulos. I don't need das to be told to put on tefillin and not to, and on the other hand, I don't know, not to eat treif. But Nikius means maisim that look. I don't quite. It's an unclear thing. I need to be mevara and melabin if this is a problem of kashrus. Is this? Am I doing this because I have netiyas that are not good? I can't. Zehirus and zrizus is not the das adam. A cotton can also be. It can be mechuyev in. It can be mitztava these in yonim, and so can a shaita. They can do it. But Nikius starts das. To be aimed on myself, am I saying this Lashon Hara because it's to Ellis, or because I want to show everybody I'm the first guy that knows all the news? That's a very tough one. All of these inyanim that require Nikius are a pa'ul of birur that required das and so on. A person, and even if we're committed on the level of Maisa, we tend to think that we can be Yotza or Yidei Chayva by fudging. Somebody will come along and ask, what do I need to learn and understand and break my head? I'll just be machne, I'll do more, I'll do more and so on. That's not better Avodas Hashem. There's a chisur in that. It says on Yom HaShishi that you know, in the theory of the psukim, Vayichalakim by Yom HaShvi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did his work on Yom HaShvi and he was not. So Rashi brings the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one pshat is Shloike Midas Bas Vedom. Midas Bas Vedom is not sure because of Ein Hashmoshes, so he needs to he needs to do it a little bit, or he needs to stop working a little bit earlier. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows the Zmanim, can do it. Exactly. I mean, what do the words mean? I mean, like, it's Kila Kaddish Baruch. We, even on a short Friday like today, we're going to have to finish everything 15 minutes before the Shkia because we don't want to run into problems. But Kaddish Baruch can put up the chant exactly. Like, on the Shkia, you can put up the chant because no problem. He knows exactly when the Shkia is. What do the words mean? The Teretz is not being mavdal between Chodesh and Chol with the full sharpness is a stira to Shabbos as well. Kedusha Shabbos is nifgam if part of it, if Friday is considered part of it. Forget about Tosefes, which you can make Friday. I'm saying mitzad the ibehirus, mitzad the grayness of Bein Hashmoshes, a person is being mavd, is diluting it, and also Motzei Shabbos. It's a certain that there used to be Gedolei Yisrael used to be mahader to make Havdalah Motzei Pesach on beer, dafka. So get it from a goy right away, and or Mechira, whatever. And the reason was because if a person says, you know what, 8 days I managed out beer, I'll do another day or two. He's not adding. He's being a gareya, because he's taking away from the sharpness of Pesach. Pesach has in itself a sharp gather, and a person is taken away from it. The Akadosh Baruch stopped, so to speak, on the dime, because that's kaveya, that knife that cuts it precisely, is kaveya, the kedusha, and the choil. The Lahavdil, Rashi says,